Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're certainly in a unique situation as we ramp up another edition of the A Lion for Life podcast. As we have this discussion today, we're in the midst of the COVID-19 coronavirus scenario, which has left students completely out of school, faculty at home, working with them online, trying to institute e-learning and making the most of that at St. Vider High School. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell. But yeah, we want to continue our conversations because there are still many important things going on. And today we're going to focus on the Lion Study Program, which we're going to learn about from Program Director Kirsten Nozim, who's going to join us to tell us a little bit about this initiative to help students who just need a little extra assistance. And something we've not talked about before, Kirsten, so first of all, thank you for taking time out of this very crazy schedule you've got right now to join us. I appreciate you being here.
Yes, no, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, I honestly, we're familiar with various aspects of the school, but the Lion Study Program is one that's kind of flown under the radar, at least as far as I was concerned. What can you tell me about it?
So, the Lion Study Program is pretty new. It started pretty much when I started at St. Vider. So, this is my fifth year. And it came about as a need for students who did not qualify for IEPs. Or 405 plans, or 504 plans, excuse me. And so we found that there were some students that were struggling academically that could use a little more support, but there really wasn't a place or like a central person to go to. So as I said, we kind of started it because there was a problem. And I kind of just created the program based on the students that I had. So it has evolved since then to serve more than just the student who's struggling academically. We focus now on students who also might have been out for an extended absence, which could be like a hospitalization, you know, they were injured or for whatever reason, and it put them out for a significant amount of time. They just need kind of some help getting back on track. And then some other students who, you know, might be those AP honor students who are also involved in the musical and in the sport and maybe band. And they come to their counselor and just say, hey, you know, I'm feeling really overwhelmed with everything I'm involved in. Is there, you know, a way you can help me get back on track because my grades aren't a reflection of, you know, who I am and what I want to be. So now we've kind of expanded the students that we're serving.
That's an interesting range of possibilities there. And I want to go back to the process of, first of all, starting it and tell me a little bit about your role, what vision you had and what you do today. I mean, are you sort of direct one-on-one with the students? Do you just oversee the program? What role do you play in this?
Yeah, so both. To start, the way that I envisioned the program was kind of getting students just back on track and really meeting them where they were. Academically, and then creating a plan with them. So it's a lot of collaboration. I sit down with the student first with their counselor, and we kind of just have a conversation as to, like, why they're here. You know, like, what do you need from us? What can we do to help you get back to where you want to be? And then we start looking at some goals by either class, if that's the case, or if it's just kind of in general. And once we do that, then the student is placed in an actual, like, period, so it's for 45 minutes during the day, and they get to see me every day during that time. And so it kind of just creates, like, a really good base and a schedule so they can rely on versus kind of just, like, a check-in. Though I do have students where we are just checking in maybe once a week. And, again, maybe those are the students who their grades don't look too bad, but they're afraid that if things continue to go the way they've been going, they might get to that point. And so we might say, hey, every Monday, let's check in for 15, 20 minutes. You're going to come during your lunch period, during my open hours, and we can just touch base. And so, look, it's, so like you said, it's kind of both. It's meeting with them one-on-one every day for a given amount of time or once or twice a week just to kind of see how things are going.
And in terms of participation, do the students seek out this help? Do they come to you and say, hey, look, I need help? Or can a teacher refer a student to you and say, hey, for some reason they seem to be falling behind, maybe you ought to check with them? Which way, or does it work both
ways? So it initially started with teachers and counselors. So I'd look through students and say, okay, this student looks like they're struggling, or reminiscent of what I know the student is capable of. And then the other way, like I had mentioned, was the teachers. So teachers might say, hey, X is not doing as well this quarter as they did last quarter. I don't really know if there's anything going on I'm unaware of. Could we maybe have a conversation about them? And so, like I said, it's counselors and teachers' recommendations. As the program has grown, we have had now probably more students realize that this is support service and it's something positive, so it's not a punishment. You know, maybe that's what they thought at first.
Sure. Yeah.
But now I have, you know, more saying, like, I want to be in your class, or I want to make sure that next semester I'm with you because I know it's going to be crazy and I need someone to help me get off the right foot. So we do take student recommendations as well, though we want to make sure that we're not creating a student who's kind of reliant on another person to always, you know, be there to help them. So
right.
We're really looking to create independent students. Yeah.
And you mentioned having sort of a regular period in which they're scheduled to come in and visit. Now, would this
mm-hmm.
last a quarter or a semester, or it might just be for a few weeks until everyone feels like you're back on track?
Yeah. So generally, let's say they start at the beginning of the semester. We would typically have them stay in that period for the whole semester, just to make sure that things are on the right track. And we say that, you know, consistency is probably the best recipe for success. And so going in and out, back and forth, is something we want to avoid. So generally, we would like to have students in there for a whole semester. They, though, can start whenever. So, you know, if a student didn't start at the beginning of the semester, they can start halfway through or even towards the end. But we like to kind of finish out through the end of each quarter or semester.
We're talking with Kirsten Nozim today, the program director of the Lion Study Program at St. Vider High School, and getting an update on this rather innovative addition in recent years to St. Vider and the assistance that students receive. And, of course, we're very familiar with the Scanlon Center. This is a little something different, and great to get the information from today. We're learning about the students and what they can gain by participating. And is it, Kirsten, as we continue, does it focus on specific classroom assistance only, or might it cover things like study skills or organizational skills, time management, other things that I know high school students often struggle with?
Yeah, so it focuses on all of those things, but it's pretty unique because we work on whatever the student needs specifically. So like I had mentioned, some students might just need some help organizing like their personal schedules to balance all those AP or honors classes that they might have fallen behind on because the musical, you know, kind of took over their life. But yeah, we do really focus on those executive functioning skills, or maybe some test-taking skills, or organizing and being able to manage the amount of homework that they're given, knowing that they have a game the next night or a test that's coming up. And also like different ways that really work with them. So like I said, it's pretty individualized, which is the nice part about it. But that also means that there's limited number of spots per se. Just trying to make sure that we manage the amount of students that are in the classroom at the same time. You know, if I'm able to focus on less than, you know, 10 students, those students generally are going to do better than if there was a group of, you know, 15 or 20. So, yeah, so definitely is individualized, and we kind of work on a range of skills, whatever the student seems to need some more support in.
Do you find that you get more of the younger students, freshmen, sophomore perhaps, or is it upperclassmen, or
yeah,
pretty evenly distributed?
Definitely more younger. I think it's because it's the shock of coming to high school, especially being at a college prep school. You know, some, though they might have been in a private or Catholic middle school, St. Vider is definitely kind of that next step up, and it is definitely a change for a lot of students. So we really do see a lot more freshmen, sophomores, and then our junior, seniors are the ones that are a little lower in numbers, which is a good thing, and that's what we kind of aim for. You know, we'd rather have you as a freshman and sophomore and get you to the point where it's like, okay, this is how a private school is going to go, so that by the time you're a junior and senior, you're prepared, you're on top of everything, you're ready to go to college, and by the time you get to college, you know what to expect.
And certainly, you know, we'd have to take a few minutes here to talk about the situation we find ourselves in now, where for several weeks students have been working from home, and with the health pandemic, we can't be in the same room with anyone. Gosh, tell me a little bit about how that's impacted what you're doing, and are you finding some success in at least trying to keep the program going?
Yeah, so obviously this has impacted everyone in some manner. And so I think the biggest impact that I have seen is that my students really rely on, like I said, that consistent check-in time, right? So they know that after lunch they're going to come check in. We're going to go through the same thing we do every day. They're going to figure out what they need to do. And obviously being at home, that completely changes things, because you're not waking up at the same time that you always do. You may or may not be able to get on a computer if you're sharing it with four other siblings. So I think the biggest impact, like I had mentioned, is just that face-to-face consistent schedule time. And so what we're trying to do is set up some Zoom meetings where every week I can check in with you for about 5 minutes. You know, I see your face, I say hi to your family, and we look at maybe what the week is looking like. If it's like a Monday meeting, or if it's later in the week, it's okay, how did the week go? What can we do for next week? So we're definitely emailing back and forth a lot, but you know, there's nothing that really replaces that face-to-face. So trying to definitely get that set up and like a more schedule for them to follow.
And are you finding that the students and faculty are learning to adapt pretty quickly to this new environment, and everyone seemed to be doing well from what you can perceive?
Yeah, I mean, from the students I've talked to, you know, a lot of them say the biggest thing is they're bored, right? They're like, I'm bored. There's, you know, I'm stuck at home and I can't go anywhere. And I think it definitely took some time to adjust to. So, you know, they might have enjoyed just kind of that free time the first week or so, but now I think everyone's realizing that, okay, like having a schedule is going to make me successful. And we've seen, I think, a higher number of students actually reaching out to us this last week saying to their counselor saying, hey, I'm actually like really struggling with just this whole like flexible, no one's really telling me what to do thing. Can you help me figure out how I can get this kind of set up for myself so that I know what I need to do each week or each day? And so, like I said, I think at first it was kind of this shock and no one really knew what to do, or they enjoyed having anything to do per se in terms of having like a schedule to be at. But we have seen, like I said, a lot more students saying like, okay, we got to figure this out now. I want to be successful.
Yeah.
Now that I'm at home, you know, like what can we do? How can I get this going back to what I'm used to?
Well, it's outstanding that you're there as a resource. And, you know, we never get enough time on these podcasts to get into all the detail we want. So I'm sure there's people who are going to listen and have questions either for current students, or maybe we've got some future families who are listening and trying to learn more about the school. Anything on the website they can go to see more, or a way to get in touch with you just to maybe ask some questions over the next couple of months as they start to look at what needs might be?
Yeah, so I'm located under the counseling section on our website. So if they go to counseling, they will see my face there with my email, and they can reach out to me directly, or our director of counseling, which is Mrs. Spiewak. So Stephanie Spiewak would be the other person that they could reach out to if they had questions. But that's all on the counseling website.
Perfect. That's at stvinder.com. So, Kirsten Nozim, thanks so much for being with us. Really enjoyed the conversation today and a lot of great new information. We appreciate Kirsten for being here, and, of course, everyone for taking the time to listen. We'll look forward to sharing some more information with you soon.